I could say I was with you. I can implicate you in the crime. We're learning over here today with the holy Rabbi Yitzchak Ariel Shlita, the Rosh HaMemshalah. We're learning Masechta Taharos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches. Vaita. Kol Rukim Shabuyam Tumeim. Mi Shadar is the next part of the Mishnah. Yeah, next part of the Mishnah. Kol Rukim Shabuyam Tumeim. Shadarkan Lahalech B'choli. Because these individuals, they have the tendency to walk around. They're Totsuch. They're busy people. They're busy people, these people. The Goyim, the Kusim, the Shaitim. They make their rounds. Shaitim, wherever you go, they always go to a bris. They're always there. Wherever you go, they're there. You're here in this shul also. Wherever you go, you find these people. They come every. You come to the simcha. What are you doing here? How did you get to the simcha? Wherever you go, you see these guys. Vaita, mela vaita. Next halacha. Mi shadar sali isha al begunav. If a woman stepped on your clothing, osha yashva imay b'sfinu. She sat with him in a boat. Im makiratu shu oichel betruma kelov tahirin. What does that mean? There it says there, very interesting halacha, when you're on a ship, when the ship moves, so the weight of the person, right. It's a small ship. There it makes a tanai. It has to be a small ship that you cause the ship to move. If you go on the Titanic, you're not causing it to move. Because whatever you do, whether you can jump around all you want on one side of the ship, it's not going to have any effect on the other side of the ship. But you're in a little raft, a little canoe. If you move, then you cause the person to move with you. Okay, that's why it's a good idea to go on a date, on go canoeing with a girl on a date, because then you can see if she moves you. How you move together.
That's one of the hachakas we do by Nida, that you're not allowed to be in a chair that moves together, right? And like something that's unstable. That's one of the hachakas by Nida.
So Oshayasha Besvina, so all these things over here, Imakim Maki Ratu Shahu Oichel Batruma, Mikhail of Taidim, the Imhoisa Nida Oizava, if she was neither Zava, Lohoisa Doreses al Begada Velo Nichnes Nimo Besvina, because she'll be careful. A woman is trusted to be careful not to cause a man to become tamei. Women are, in other words, they are afraid of men. They are afraid of causing man harm. Can you say this with Zman Hazeh? Remember, this halacha of a koifer akol. If someone says, someone, you make a shvua. Someone says, if you koifer akol, you're not chayev to make a shvua. So the famous word, the Zman Hazeh, you are chayev. Because today, Gemara is because ain't adam, you don't have the chutzpah to be koyfer hakol. So bezman is that we do. Bezman is that things have changed. Nishtana ateva. So over here it says imaki ratu shu oichel b'truma kelev tarim, because we trust her that she would not.
So we ask the woman lechatchila if she knows, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
We ask her after the fact if she
not
knows
necessarily.
That the person eats truma.
I don't know if we have to ask her. Maybe what it means is that we make an assessment. We make an assessment. What is the situation? If she's part of a commune, let's say she disappears, she's no longer here, but she comes to Shulev Shabbos and she knows that this guy gets the first aliyah. I guess we make an assessment. I don't know if she's around to ask. Then I think you could ask her then. If she's here, then there's no shaila. If she is present, so you say to her, did you touch him? Did you step on his clothing? Did you? So she'll tell us, we believe her. Eid echanem bisurin. But let's say she's not present. So I think we have to make an assessment. Im maki ratu. We have to make an assessment. If she recognizes him, shoichel b'truma. If we can make that assessment, that we know, then kelev tohirin. We trust her. Vim lavin if not. Oh, takim vim lavin if not. It says verish. Vim lavin not. Yishalena. And if not, we ask her. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. A shaita, achas.
How do we know that she's makir, that he's a kayim?
We make an assessment. Let's say she comes to shul. She comes to shul every single Shabbos. So l'chayra, she pays attention that he gets the first aliyah.
I mean, it seems a little bit strange. I mean, this goes against the idea of snooing. Like, unless you say that there's a hush of a family that's Kohanim or something. So then she would realize, you know, someone named Rappaport is a Kohen or whatever. But I mean, this is putting, I think, an unfair burden on a woman who's really, you know, Minashim Ba'ol Tavorach. I mean, I don't understand how the halakha works.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know the parameters. I don't know how far we go. I don't know. I do not know. I hear what you're saying. I do not know. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, why not just say Yishalana outright?
So I guess he's teaching us is that he's teaching us a chiddush, teaching us a halacha that if she's not present, I don't know. Maybe she's not available to ask.
Maybe that a woman is more nizer on Tumantara because she has to know about her, the Gabe herself as
right.
opposed to a man. Maybe that's what. Okay.
That's what it seems. Yeah. All right, Nachamol, let's go to the next mission. Let's chaz the mission. Shait achas beir oy nachris oy kusis oy kol kolorukim shabir tmein. Mi shadar sa isha al begodov oy shayosha imo besvina im ma kiratu shu oychel betshuva kelf tahirin. Vim lav tishalena. Mishnah test. Eid oy mer nitma vuhu oy mer loy nitme si. Famous Mishnah. A witness says, sir, we testify you have corona. You were in contact with trace contacting. Okay, you were in contact with a contagion. V'hu emer loy nitmesi. Tahar, why we believe the patient. We believe the patient. Shnayim oymer nitmesa, testimony. V'hu emer loy nitmesi. So then it's one against two witnesses. Rabbi Meir mitamer. Meir says, halacha is halacha. Two witnesses testify, you're guilty. V'chachamim oymer hu nemun al yidei atzmai. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's see what we read off. I may have metame she'im.
Just in the first part, is Eid HaChanemun B'Yisur. No, Tumah Tahara is not considered Isur V'Heter.
It is.
So why do we believe the guy?
We don't believe the guy. We believe the person. We don't believe the guy. If one witness.
It may see Tahar.
Eid Echad is Neman when you have nothing opposing, when there's no opposing counsel, when there's no challenge, when it's testimony. Eid Echad verse your Eid Echad is garnished. The only time Eid Echad works is when this is a kosher. Here's a piece of meat. Is this kosher or not? Trust me, it's kosher. I don't know because I don't. There's no indication otherwise. But if you have a cheskas tuma. Then Eid Echad is not Neman. Eid Echad is Neman. You come into a restaurant and there's a mashkiach there. Is the food kosher? I don't know. I have no clue. I never heard of this restaurant before. Middle of Manhattan, I know from something. There's a tudah certificate and it's signed by one person, whatever. So that's Eid Echad. Because I don't know. But when you know for a fact that it's, you know there's a chazak, that it's no good, and someone is telling you that it's good, one person is not good enough. Over here, the person, I don't know what happened. I have no idea if I touched or not. Someone tells you, oh, I have no choice. It's even after, but if I know for a fact that I'm tar, and you're telling me that I'm tameh, who are you to tell me what I know? You're not an authority. You have no legal standing. Let's say two witnesses testify. Two witnesses testify nitmesa. V'huemani says, loy nitmesi. I'm not tamei. Rabbi Meir metamei, because that's the law. That's the law. It's like, you know the joke is that what is the brother of your wife called? Your brother-in-law. What is your the mother of your wife called? Your mother-in-law. What's the father of your wife called? Your father-in-law. What's the sister of your wife called? Your sister-in-law. He goes on and on. What is your wife? The law. She is the law. Follow the law. Everyone else is, you know, in law. So she, the law.
Good.
Vaita, Misha Darsa Isha Vaita Misha Edachanim Women Lonid Molotar Shnaim Ramea says Vitami. Shemavu Shnaim they took why? What's the lunna? See this is the beauty of the Rav. You learn the Rav, you know the whole shots. Shem Hivu Shnaim they Misa Chamura. If two witnesses can bring a person to Misa Chamura, lo yivi uhu lidei karban akal, don't you think that two witnesses can make a person bring a karban to go see the Yotam? If Yotam, l'may nafkamina. Tum over here means that if you go into the Beis HaMikdash, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, not realizing, you have to bring a carbon, olav yarid, carbon chatas, Tumas, Mikdash, v'kodoshav. The person eats Kodoshim in a state of Tumah, or a person enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, unaware, he brings a carbon chatas, carbon olav yarid. If you're rich, then you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring a bird. And if you're very poor, you bring a mincha, carbon olav yarid. Next, v'chachamim oimrim, they disagree. This is a very big chiddush. Adam neman al pi atzma. This is a pilei ploim. Dimitartzinan diburei. We explain his words. Mai loy nitmesi dekamar loy amadati bitumasi ela tovalti. V'hoyel v'chein adam neman al yidei atzma. Now, what does this mean? So there he's coming, putting a monkey wrench. It does not mean, you're right, if two witnesses testify that I am tamei. Okay, excellent, you got me. But, so what? I then went to the mikvah. You have a right over here. No one's coming over here. There's a hidden machlokes here between the Rabban and the Yehuda. If two witnesses come and testify you're tamei, according to a mayor, we don't even believe you that you're tahar. We don't believe you. If two witnesses are tamei.
I mean, it seems that they're both masking that the person was actually tamei. The question is that chachamim are Donna Makovskos, like you say, by Kriya Shema at night, you're sure that the guy, you know, did tshuva already, you know?
So, yes, the same thing over here. So that's mash that Rav Meir doesn't hold from this. It's mash that according to Rav Meir, we don't believe you. If you say loy nitmesi, and two witnesses say to you in the tamei, we don't believe you to come along and explain your words. This that I said, loy nitmesi, what it means is, I'm not tamei. I can't deny the fact, but I went to mikvah. We don't believe you. I'll give you a very good example. Remember, I went to a course in Safras, and he told us it was a very choshev sefer that was exposed as a fraud. But it wasn't really exposed. What happened? There's halach, you know, in Sefer, until mezuzos, you're not allowed to, if you're missing a word, you can't go backwards. Kesidron. Right, you have to write to them in order. So they checked, and they caught a sefer that he basically, he fixed something. I don't remember the detail, but they mamash caught him red-handed. They caught him red-handed. That when he fixed something, so he went and he said, no, I didn't do anything. You know what I did? There's a technique. You know what the technique is? What you do is you take a letter and you thicken it. And then after you make it thick, you widen it, you then erase the other side of the letter. And basically you can drag a letter across the whole page by taking a word and making it and thickening in the certain situations, making it thick, and then let it dry, and then you erase the other side, and then you add a little bit more ink, and that way at every moment in time the word was on the page, but by adding ink to one side of the word and then erasing the other side and adding ink, and so you'll basically over a period of time you'll be able to drag a word across the page. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say you have a letter in the wrong place. Let's do one letter. Letter Bays. Okay, the letter Bays. So, and it depends which letter. So you want to move the letter Bays an inch across on the parchment. You can't. It's like a sidron. So what you do is just make the letter Bays thick. Add some ink on one side in a very neat way. Let it dry. And then erase the ink on the other side. And then add ink again on one side and erase. So every moment in time, the letter is there. It's a kosher letter. It may be a little bit thick. It may be a little bit expanded. But it's always kosher at every single...
Right, so then you're essentially rewriting or erasing previous letters?
Whatever, something like that. But the point is, it's a whole shaylah. Panim chadash is ba'olakan. It's a whole big sugya. So the sefer... He says, oh, that's what I did. Mitaratzta l'diburei. He was mitaratz to lidibor. He used cord red-handed, and then he went and he said, "No, no. The way it happened was mitaratz to lidibor." You believe him? It's very, very not likely. What he's saying is true, but you can't get him right. This is mamish the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chum. Over here, the person is cord. I mean, there's obviously more details over here. I don't know the deal, but over here, he's saying over here that he's using mitaratz as dibor. The Rabbi Meir says Rabbi Meir is mitame. Why is Rabbi Meir mitame? A mayor is mitame. The Chum is mitadin. Because why? Rather, Rav says Adam. The Chum Adam nemen al piatzma demitarat demitartzinan diburei. My, what does milo nitme sidika? My loy amadeti bitumasi. I did not remain in my state of tuma. Ella tovalti. I went to mikvah. V'hoyel v'chein Adam nemen al yidei atzmai. Unbelievable, right? That's what it says.
So it seems like a mayor doesn't give the person the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Let's go weiter. Next case. There's no rabbi in this case. It must be easy then.
Just a quick point. Can you think when the Nevi'im give Musa to Klal Yisrael, and they said, you know, you're Tamei this, and you know, you worship the Avodah Zarah, and when the Nevi'im put the words into the mouths of Klal Yisrael to try to defend themselves, they don't say that they went to mikvah. They say acharei habal lo halachti, right?
They're in denial, right? Period. They're saying to the prophets, you're liars. You're lying.
Right.
There was a very difficult relationship between the prophets and the people. Yeah, it's a very complicated relationship. And I don't know. Every single episode, you know, is different. And every episode is subject to interpretation. You'll have the Malbim, the Radak, Ibn Ezra, the Maral.
Have to say that in Klal Yisrael's time, back to the Navi, if they said that we sinned and we went to mikvah, I don't think they said.
Right, you don't find that right. You don't find that right. That's more like in a homiletic type of approach. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, right.
Okay, Vayter in the Gemara, Vayter in the Mishnah. Let's say who I'm. Eid oimer nitma ushnayim oimer loy nitma. New case. One witness says this fellow is tameh, and two witnesses say loy nitma. Bein b'rishus yachah bein b'rishus rabim tar. Okay, so then you have evidence to back you up. If you have witnesses to back you up, there's nothing to discuss. Next halacha. Shnayim oimer nitma v'yedech v'yed oimer loy nitma. Two witnesses testify nitma. V'eid oimer loy nitma. Two testify nitma. Okay, two witnesses testify tamei. The eda meloi nitma bein bereshus yachab bein bereshus rabim tamei. Because here we're not relying upon the person. The person over here is not irrelevant. The person over here is just an object. The person over here is saying whatever you guys say. You tell me the psak din. The people that are fighting in court and he's not even there. They come and they tell me two against one. What did Devarim shoot him? Vaita eda oimer nitma the eda meloi nitma. New case. Now is a geshmacha case. One witness says tamei ve'edech adam loy nitma, one against one, or isha oimeris nitma ve'isha oimeris loy nitma. So then the law is it's a suffix. Bereshus hayachid tamei bereshus rabim tahar. Merdika halacha. When it's one against one, then we apply the rule of bereshus hayachid and bereshus rabim. Gvaldik. So many rules here. One against one. Let's chaz the
mishnah. Isha Ameris is on herself, or it's
no on a person, not on herself. No, not on yourself. Yourself. That's the previous rule. The previous rule is a person is always even a woman. When you don't have testimony, if you only have one person testifying against you, and you say you're tahar, even a woman, if an eid echad is a garnished, an eid echad, it's even lashon hara to testify. Eid echad is nothing. Eid echad is like a woman. A woman's testimony is nothing. Unless you want to make him make a shvua. Unless you want to make him a shvua. Okay, let's chaz this. It's a very good mission. One more time. The mission. When you're going up against one witness, going up against Loin Nitmesi Tar. Two say Tar Nitmesa. And he says Loin Nitmesi. Oh. So then Rameh is metame. There's nothing to discuss. We're not going to allow you to be metaritzna l'diburei. You are going to be believed. What, with regard to what? According to Rav, means metaratznina l'diburei. One witness says nitma, two witnesses say loy nitma. So it's pashit. One against two, bein b'rishayach, bein b'sharav and tar. Because two win. Shnayim oimer nitma v'yachanem v'yachanem loy nitma, bein b'sharach, bein b'sharav and tamay. Eid oimer nitma v'yachanem loy nitma, yish oimer es nitma v'yish oimer es loy nitma, b'sharach and tamay, b'sharav and tar. Okay, pashit. Pshut pashit. Perek vav. Perek Vav Kneged Erev Shabbos 6-6-6. Makam Shahaya Rishayachar Makam Shahaya Rishayachar Vinasa Rishasarabim. Once upon a time it was Rishayachar and became Rishasarabim. Rash Rav. Rav says going Bika Valley. This is a case of a valley. Why? In the summertime. In the winter time, it's a Rishus HaYachid. It's too dangerous to go there. The Bika, the weather conditions. In the summertime, it's a Rishus. It's like this country. The country, you go to the country, the Catskills in the wintertime is a Rishus HaYachid. No one goes there. Only the rich and famous who have winterized homes. Everyone else is just, they don't even go. They wouldn't dare terror. In the summertime, every yukul is up there in the Catskills. So that's the Bika. The Bika is really a reference to the Catskills, Vaita. So what is it over here? Chazar, so the Makam Nasir Sharab. So now it's the summertime. Chazar Nasir Sharab. And now it's the wintertime. So what is the law? Geshu Rishus HaYachid Tzvekot Tamei. If you have a Suffolk during Rishus HaYachid during the wintertime, Tzvekot Tamei. Geshu Rishus HaRab. In the summertime, Sveikoi Tar, the Zelda Makim, all depends on the time of the year. Zman, Rav, no Rav on this. Finish. Next, Hamesukan b'Rishus HaYachid v'Hitzul l'Rishus Rabim v'Yachzul l'Rishus HaYachid. A Mesukan, what's a Mesukan? Rashi, Rav, Mishin Nisalef v'Ein Yodua Mimenu Imchayimes. He fainted. We do not know if he's dead or alive. They call out Salah. So when he's in the Rishus HaYachid, he fainted in the Rishus HaYachid. We do not know if he was dead or alive. And he was taken now from a Makom that's a Rishus HaYachid. Obviously, this is not discussing a case of a winter and summer time. This is discussing, indoors and outdoors. You have an indoor restaurant, right? So the guy, he faints. And he faints in a restaurant. V'chotzil l'Rishus Rabim. Why? Because if the police come, they find that indoor dining, you'll get a fine. So get the guy out. Can you imagine if a guy chokes? If you go to an indoor...
You're right.
It's a place that's frequented by the rabbi. Okay, Nechanam, it means mamish private place. A Rishus... Wait. No. The laws of Tumah V'Tahara... What's called the Rishus HaYachid? What's called the Rishus HaRabim? All right, I guess the place, I don't remember all the exact details. It's not so posh what it means. It means, you're right, it means a place that's mamish, there's no one there. Fine, private. And now he's taken out into the public. So what's the Zulu Rishus, then they took him back. Now when this body, we do not know if this body is this Mesukin, this body is Benachayim Lahamavis. A yo-yo, up and down. We don't know where he's holding in the felt. You want to be here or you want to be there? Make up your mind. Which olam do you want to be part of? I think olam? Olam HaGashmi? Olam HaRuchni? Where do you want to be, sir? Where do you want to be? So when he's a Mesukin. So when he's Kishu B'Rishu Yochid. When he's a Mesukin Yochid. Sveikoi Tomei. When he's a Mesukin Yochid. So if we have a doubt, if someone made contact with him, then Tomei. Let's see the Rav. What's going on? Hamasukan. Let's see the Rav. Hamasukan means.
I don't understand the Mitzvah.
Let's see the Rav. The Rav is going to explain. The Rav is very good in explaining the Mitzvah. Hamasukan. Mish nesalef ein yodua mimenu imchayimes. Someone fainted. We do not know if he's dead or alive. Visham Ru Shemes.
So they trained for the Tumah.
What?
Right. Vokyu Ashisarav. And then Hatzalah comes and they bring him out into the street.
And there, Visham, they Ru Shemes. There, they see Klor that he died. They see he's dead. In the street, he's for sure dead. But we do not know if he was already dead inside the Rishus HaYochid. They take him out from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRam. They took his vitals. And his vitals indicate dead. But it's a possibility that he was dead when he was in the Rishus HaYochid. So why didn't they take the vitals in the Rishus HaYochid? A kasha and a maisa. Maybe they didn't want to get a ticket for something taking place indoors. Fine. Okay, they take him out. Now, Kishu Rishus HaYochid Tzvekotamek. Umitaminon misavik is called Adam the Kalim Shahoyu Imo Bushayochit Shahoyu Sham Rishaina. Ulames. So everything, since we do not know what the matzav was inside, maybe he was already dead inside, if everything is going to become Tame. The Adam the Kalim Shahoyu Imo Bushus Sarabim, Lacha Shahitsu Mishayochit Tarin. Everything outside in the Rishus Sarabim is going to be Tar. The Safik Toma Bushus Sarabim who? Utsvekoi Tar. So anything that was with him in the Rishus Rambli Achar Shotzi before he died, La Achar Shotzi Yom Rishus Hayochid Torah, because we do not know. It was obviously before he died, before we check his vitals. Inside he fainted. We took him out from and inside. People made contact with him, and then they took him out into the Rishus Rabbim, and people made contact with him, and then he for sure died. So anyone who has a suffix, what the matzav was when they made contact with him inside the Rishus Hayochid is Sfekoy Tamei. Anyone who made contact with him when he's in the Rishus Rabbim, Sfekoy Tar, which is shocking, because you're going back in time. Mechaye ha-meisim. How could he be dead inside the Rishus HaYochid, Sfekoy Tamei, and now say Sfekoy Tar in the Rishus Rabbim? Sfekoy Tamei in the Rishus HaYochid means he was dead. So if he was dead in the Rishus HaYochid, how could you now say that when he came out of the Rishus Rabbim, Sfekoy Tar, which means Tchias HaMeisim? When you have a classic shaila of Safik Tamei Rishus HaRabim, that's where the shaila starts and ends. Here, in the Rishus HaYochid, he's saying Sveikoi Tamei. So what does that mean? He's dead, right? We have to assume he's dead. If you're going to assume he's dead in the Rishus HaYochid, it automatically should translate into meaning that in the Rishus HaRabim, which follows later in the timeline, he's also dead. You can't have your cake and eat it also. You hear the kasha? So we have an incredible chiddush, awesome chiddush. This is halacha. You see, this is unbelievable. This mesechta, all the mesechta in Gan Shas, is the mesechta that Rabbanim have to, that the Poskim have to learn. This mesechta teaches you halacha does not follow the rules of reality. Halacha has its own scientific rules. It does not follow time. Does not follow statistics. If you analyze each one of these halakhas, you'll find a new dimension in this world. There is science, there is time, there is mokoim, there is man, there's statistics. Each one of these halakhas brings out another point in these concepts. And the bottom line is, the answer to your question depends on how you ask the question. You present a shaila. Don't confuse me with the facts. Just tell me what your shaila is, and the way you ask the shaila is what the answer you're going to get. Really, that's what it comes down to. That's a very important principle of halacha. Should Rishus invite in the Mishnah? He says no. Rishus harabim avsekes the kevin de chashvinen lekechai. He's working backwards. He's so lenient. He is so generous. Rabbi Shimon is so kind to us. Since when they took this guy out into the street, we're going to be making, that's where we're going to start the Shaila. Since when they took him out into the street, we already declared him to be alive when he was out in the street. We're going to go backwards. The Shemachai, Eich nechshavu meis l'mafreya. That causes an end to the argument. The Supreme Court is going to issue a psak halacha. Since now in the Rishus Harabim, he is Vadai, we paskin Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. That means he's alive. if he's alive now, that has to mean he was alive when he was in the Rishus HaYochid. That's what he says. Now, how come Rabbi Shimon did not make the argument the other way around, the way I wanted to say? Just because it was a Freudian slip. It goes to show my negativity. It's amazing. Rabbi Shimon over here is such a positive person, and he says that since we have Allah, that's subject to the Rishus HaRabim, is Tahar. So since later on we're going to pass in Tahar, Memele cannot possibly be there when he was in the Rishus HaYochid originally. There's going to be Tameh. He has to be Tar.
Yeah, you go according to the chronological timeline. But over here, the Mishnah makes the appointment, Behechaziruhu Lershus HaYochid. Behechaziruhu Lershus HaYochid.
Let's go back. The thing over here, very good. Let's see. Hamesukin Bereshus HaYochid. Hamesukin Bereshus HaYochid. Yotzil Lereshus HaRam. Yachziru Lereshus HaYochid. Kishohu Bereshus HaYochid. When he was in the Rishus HaYochid, Sveikoi Tameh. Kishohu Bereshus HaRabim, Sveikoi Tohar.
When it says Kishu Rishus HaYochid, it means the latter Rishus HaYochid or the first one?
Good question.
Right, you have Rishus
HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. So, Ois Aleph, let's see, good question. Kishu Rishus is probably Machloikis Rishonim. Anytime you have ambiguity, you can bet your bottom buck that there'll be a Machloikis Rishonim. So over here it says in the Mishnah, the Rav says, "Kishu b'shul yochid tzvei kotamik matinu l'misafik kol od mekelim shoy imo b'shul yochid shoy yisham b'rishoyna b'rishoyna." You see over here, he says over here, he says b'rishoyna, then it's going to be safik tamei. The od mekelim shoy imo b'rishul sarab la'achar shoy tzu b'rishul yochid b'rishul tahirin. And what about going? You go back inside. You go back inside. Certainly is going to be. But look, we have to start the case again. See, the case was not so clear. Let's go back to the Mishnah. He thinks, see, we have the Hamasukin. It says, so we missed a very important point. The only time that we Imamah saw him dead is when they brought him back into the Rishus HaYochid the third time. So, L'chayru, we're not asking a shy. L'chayru, the way the Mishnah is constructed over here is we're not discussing. Why do we need to take him back into the? I guess just make it simple, because I made a mistake. I thought they first touched him, then they declared him dead. He's just saying very simple. He's saying over here is he was in the Rishus HaYochid, he fainted. We don't know what the matzav was. They took him into the Rishus HaRabim. We don't know what the matzav is. They then brought him back into the Rishus HaYochid, and they're dead. He's dead. Now we're not discussing what's the third part. That's not relevant to us. The third part. We're only discussing part A and part B. Okay, so this that it says v'hechziruhu l'rishus hayochid, that's just to separate that because once he's in the rishus hayochid, so I mean, if he's dead there, so it's oil hames. It's an oil hames l'chayra. Yes. So it doesn't really matter. So we're only coming to discuss the halacha of the rishus hayochid the first time and the rishus harabim. Step two, because in those cases we have a legitimate doubt if he's alive or dead. When they take him to the Rishus HaYochid, the third time he's dead. There he's totally dead. Without asking any shalos in that case,
right?
So now shalos, what's this halacha? So it's machlekes. According to the Tanakhama, halacha is you look at each situation in its own matzav, and we don't care about any contradictions. In the Rishus, Savik to Rishus HaYochid is tamei, Savik Rishus HaRam is tahar. Oh, how could it be? How could it be that when he comes out into the Rishus HaRam, he's going to be tar? When he was in the Rishus HaYochid, he was considered to be dead. That's halacha. Follow the law. You don't have to understand everything. Don't confuse me with the facts. That's really what it's all about. It's a joke in the modern world. Don't confuse me with the facts. But there's truth to this in halacha. However, along comes Rabbi Shimon, and he says, no, we have to look at the big picture. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is amazing. He's an amazing person, Rabbi Shimon. This is Rashbi. And Rashbi's Mida is, this is why everyone loves Rashbi. It's amazing how I caught myself. Right away, when we began to appreciate this dilemma, so it was my gut reaction. It was just a natural is, oh, since Safek tumah b'rishus ha'yachid is tamei. So he's dead.
Once it happens afterwards, right?
He's dead. So along comes Rashi. This is why Amar Rabbi Shimon. This is why there's a lag ba'omer. Because Rashi says. What? Yeah. He's Metaya. This is why he's always looking for the Pintaliyid. He's always looking for the Meshugayim. They go there. All these crazy people, they go there because he's the only one that will validate them. There's no one. I wouldn't validate these. I wouldn't even validate Satma. I'm done with them. He not only will validate even Mamish Looney Tune people that go there. Why? Because he looks, look at the war. Don't be so negative. Look at the positive. Look, if the guy is Suffolk, let's start with Suffolk Tum Rishus Harabim is Tar. Oh, you're alive now. That means you hadn't been alive even when you were in the Rishus Ayochid. You see the beauty of Rishus Shimon? I chapped, mamash hit me.
Why don't we say Kala Tumas Bishas Mitziyasa? No, I mean.
Yeah, but
he found the guy now, and he's.
He found the guy now in the Rishus Ayochid. He's dead. But why don't we go say Kol Hatumas B'Gashas Mitziyasan? Why, Taka, don't we say Kol Hatumas B'Gashas Mitziyasan? Maybe because over here you're playing around with another halacha, a halacha of Safek Tum B'Rishus Ram, Safek Tum B'Rishus Ayochid. You have both of them. You have both of them at play. I don't know the answer. We have to really go back to that Mishnah and analyze the details. He's saying very good. You have to chazer and understand the details to analyze why, what's the difference between that case and this case. That case, there is Kashas Mitzi Asan. There's another element there why we go back to Lamafreya. Or maybe that was not according to Rishon, maybe that was according to the Chachamim. Maybe that followed the Chachamim. I don't know. There's a lot going on over here. Let's see over here. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, let's chazer this.
Right.
Let's read the Rav Shimon. I read it very quickly. Fine. Since part two, he was in the Rishus Rabin. Safik Tam Rishus Rabin is alive. This is Tar. The Keva the Chashvin Leke Chai. He's alive. La'achar Shachitziul Mirushus Ayachad Rishus Rabin because of the halacha of Safik Tam Rishus Rabin is Tar. How then can you say that only 5 minutes ago when he was in the Rishus HaYochid, you're going to say that Savitim Rishus HaYochid is Tamid, he's dead. Shkoidim Shiyasal Meir Rishus HaYochid. Gal Karchach Ein Yochal Oichal L'Tamim Misavik Adav Kelim Shoyu Yimah Rishus HaYochid. But he's showing it because it's a contradiction. If now, at a later point in the timeline, we live in a linear world, if later in time he was alive and passed the meaning that he was alive before. Because since right now, when they think about the Rishus Rabim, he's alive, it's mafsik, it's a breaking point. You cannot go back. It's a mafsik. You cannot go backwards. Since we're considering him to be alive at this point in time, it's mafsik. It cuts you off from going backwards in time and saying that maybe then he was dead because of the halacha of Safik Tameh B'Rishus HaYochid is Tameh. This is the koyach of Rabbi Shimon, to always be optimistic, always to see the pindalid, always to see up an approach even in halacha, not just in hashkafa. In halacha, it permeates his essence. Even in matters of halacha, he's going to go so far to paskin l'kula. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ashrecha. That's what he says, Shemen sosoin mechaverecha. Mamish, he's mamish. Chanukah is Shemen zayizach. He's even gresa, because he has Shemen sosoin mechaverecha. He's not just Shemen Zayizach. He's Shemen, what's the Shemen? Ashrech Rabbi, whatever it says. Mashachta, Ashrecha. Whatever it says there. So tonight we're going to sing Lag BaOmer songs tonight, the Chanukah Menorah, because we learned today, we were zechtan over here, Erev Chanukah, the Halakha Shudra Rabbi Shimon is coming to be retired as a Sharetz.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
No wonder why the guy from Israel.
What?
It sounds like a little like Purim Terbim Mizrak Dal Anisim anyway. Good. Good.
All right. Zai okay, Gesund. So have a wonderful day. Thank you for learning with me. If not for learning with me, I would just twiddle my thumbs here. All right. Okay. Get it back to business
where
here.
Where were you for Shabbos Chanukah? You're going to Boston? You're staying in Lakewood? Coming here?
Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. Ain't going nowhere. In our Yitzhak, they're all going to Florida. There's going to be no one there Shabbos or Yitzhak. They're all packing out. The whole Chevra is going to Florida. Nothing better to do. They're all going to Florida. They're all packing out, the whole place.
What?
I don't know why.
Not the quarantine on the way back.
They couldn't care less about quarantine there. Are you kidding there? Do whatever they want there, quarantine.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you very, very much.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow can't make it.
Tomorrow's Friday, so we're not going to Friday.
Sunday.
Okay, a good night of Shabbat.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Maybe you stop by one night for latkes.
No latkes, too much oil. I have to make a Kabbalah, no latkes, no donuts.
Sure.
No latkes, no donuts, no sodium.
Sure.
I take salty things. I've noticed that. I get a very, you're a doctor. I eat pretzels.
You probably do not drink enough.
Yeah, so what should I do to offset the salt in my body?
Drink.
All right.
What is the Gemara saying? Shabbos said until 40, Mishtamali after, Machamal, then after 40, Mishtamali. So Mishtamali. You're after 40, drink a bit. Okay.
Zai Gizun, thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day. Grüß Sie,
thank you. Freilichen Chanukah.
Freilichen Chanukah. Chanukah Sameach. Neis Gadol Hoya. A Neis Gadol Hoya Sham. Shalom Aleichem, how are you?
Shalom, good, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, good, good.
Freezing a little bit, I'm thinking about going to Florida
soon. Good.
In about a week or two.
For how long?
Maybe 3 months if I'm lucky.
Okay, good, good. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Right, it was 65 degrees. I like a little warmer.
Okay, good, good. Mm-hmm.